Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome!
We are your hosts, Niza
and Frosty.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 29? Wait, 28? Fuck. I'm getting mixed up now.
Welcome to episode 28.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
We are now the age that Heath Ledger died.
Oh, why you gotta put a downer like that?
I don't know.
We should be excited that we're back.
I am excited that we're back. I'm just adding a fun fact, too.
Heath Ledger did die at 28. And you know what I realized? That our podcast next episode will be the same age as us.
Oh, well, my God.
In episodes. So, guys, you know, we've kind of been struggling with getting episodes out, so we're going to change it up just a bit. The next couple of weeks, we're going to try to actually separate our podcasts, and you're going to get almost like a half cast with the Horror Club. So stay tuned for our next couple episodes when we get into like more K-pop, more movie news, and more movie reviews and all that good shit, because there's a bunch of stuff that we need to talk about. We've been gone, you know, MIA, and we're trying to come back, and we're trying to come back with just a plethora of stuff. Because if you're just now tuning into our show, we are three saucy ladies who talk about a plethora of things with a big dash of K-pop. However, if you haven't noticed already, there's only two of us today and not three.
Yes, our sweet little Anna is gone, but she will always be in our heart. And our hearts will go on. Hit it, Niza.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you, that is how I know you'll go on. Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you go on.
Beautiful. Just straight up beautiful.
Thank you.
We miss you, little Anna. We miss you. But, yeah. You know, the show does have to go on.
And on, as it seems.
And on, yeah. And on.
Yeah.
So what else have you been up to? What have you been up to lately?
Well, lately I've been listening to a lot of creepypastas. And one particular creepypasta I listened to was about the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And it kind of made me think about movies that I had seen on the subject. And there was one movie in particular that I must have seen when I was very young, because I had no idea what it was called. And the only scene that I remembered was there were these little boys in a classroom who see the bomb go off. One of them dives under his desk and then is covered in rubble. And then when he comes out, his arm is hurt and all his friends around him are dead. And I'm like, what is this movie? I don't remember the name of it. And I'd like to see it again because this scene just popped into my head and I wanted to figure it out. So I asked Jake and Tom from Jake and Tom the Conqueror podcast, The Drunken Dork, and I asked a couple other podcasts. I asked Quadcast Courtney for help, and they actually pinned a tweet and tried to get some of their listeners and followers to help as well. I also had help from somebody named Stubbs the Gamer, and Intellectual Saviors was inquiring about the movie as well, although they didn't help. They just said that it sounded like a good family film after I gave them the brief description. So I asked these people, as well as a couple of my friends on Facebook, here is the scene. I gave them a 30-year time frame on this movie, and then I didn't even know if it was an American film or a Japanese film, if it was in English or Japanese. I had no idea. So I had all these people messaging me different World War II movie names, trying to figure it out. For the life of me, we could not figure it out, and I thought all was lost. And then I asked Niza, or I finally get a hold of Niza, because I had actually called
her. Right.
But she didn't pick up.
I was busy.
So when I finally get a hold of Niza, I explain to her the scene. She tells me she's never seen it, but that she'll go on and look. She calls me back at least 5 minutes later, could have been less, and says, is it Hiroshima Out of the Ashes? It's a made-for-TV movie that came out in 1990. She plays me the trailer, and it's the fucking movie!
Yay!
I was floored. I could not believe it. I literally thought I would never find out what this movie was, never see it.
That's me coming through clutch, you know? Coming through clutch!
Yeah. How? How did you locate this film? First off, I need to know, because Jake and Tom, they tried to help me, and they were Googling, and they couldn't find it, and I had tried to Google, and I couldn't find it. How did you find this movie?
Well, when you originally called, and you said that you're looking for this movie, I was like, well, obviously it's a Hiroshima movie, because it's a bombing in Japan. Then I went online, and with your description that you talked about, that there was, like, you know, a little boy. And and you said it was from, like, the 90s. First thing I know is a Hiroshima movie. Since you were younger, it couldn't have been subtitled because you wouldn't have understood it. And then I just kind of looked up, okay, so Hiroshima movie made for America with a bunch of Japanese actors in it. A couple Hiroshima movies popped up, but then this one came up, and I was like, okay, so there's a 1990 movie. I wonder if there's a trailer. And then I just came across it, and then there was a trailer. And then in the trailer, there was a scene that you described exactly as a little boy running underneath, you know, after seeing the bomb drop, running underneath his desk, and then everybody dying around him. So I was like, this is it. Literally only took me like 2-3 minutes to find. So.
Yeah. And what sucks is I want to watch this movie again because I don't know. And it's going to be so funny because if I ever did find it, what if it's a piece of crap when I do finally watch it?
Right. We need to watch it together because I've never seen it.
Yeah. I can't find it online. However, I did go to Amazon.com and they do have a DVD copy of it. So I've ordered it. We will watch this movie together.
When I looked on your posts that talking about this movie and asking people on Facebook if they recognize this movie, someone had actually brought up the program Kodi. If no one knows what Kodi is, it's kind of like a streaming share file app where you can watch movies for free and TV shows for free. And I've never used it before, but I've heard other friends talk about it. And that actually prompted me to download the app and figure out how to use Kodi. And now I'm blown away. It's craziness. If people know what Showbox is, it's like that, but almost on steroids. So
yet Kodi doesn't have Hiroshima Out of the Ashes.
No, they do not have Hiroshima Out of the Ashes. But I attempted to go on there for you, though. Like, that's what I was originally looking for, because someone suggested Kodi. I did try that route for you. So I just wanted to let you know that. But it opened up like a big, like almost like a big Pandora box for me. And you know how I am with all that stuff. So.
I do. You are crazy.
I am crazy. However, on the flip side, on that same day that you actually called me, I went to the doctor because if everyone has been listening, the reason why we've been missing a lot of our shows is because we haven't been feeling good. You know, especially me, because it really does take a lot of energy just to do the podcast and also do a job, because this is not our only job, as much as we wish it were. We do have other jobs that we attend to. So doing my normal job and then doing the podcast and being sick constantly was very, very hard. But I have gone to the doctors and I'm on my way. I've recovered. I mean, I'm feeling a lot better. I have more energy. But I recently found out that I do have autoimmune disease, which is the reason why I'm sick all the time. So now I'm going in to get an ultrasound done of my thyroid, which is possibly the reason why my body's attacking itself. But hopefully I am on the way to getting better. So,
well, I damn well hope so, because I'm tired of my knees being sick all the time.
I know. And I just realized that we are coming up on our first year anniversary soon. So we really need to get everything situated. Yeah, we need to be on our top of our shit soon, because I can't believe we've already gone a year. You know, it's crazy.
Almost a year. But yeah.
But besides that, you know, first I want to definitely go ahead and give our shout out. So, of course, we're going to give a shout out to Intellectual Saviors via VHS Podcast, who actually did a collaboration with Pietro Senpai from Podstalgic. We want to go ahead and give a shout out to The Cutaways Podcast and What It Do. And I also, this week, I want to give shout outs to fellow K-pop podcast, Chicago K-pop, and Unpretty K-pop. If you're looking for more K-pop and more discussion of K-pop, and you're not receiving that, you know, you're not getting enough from the Horror Club, these are two great podcasts that you want to definitely check out. And a really big shout out to The Universe Review, who's recently a new podcast, and they love our show, and they've invited us to their show, so we're collabing with them as well as Cox News Podcast and Hashtag Blackout. Definitely look forward to those shows.
And also, big shout out to Blackout Podcast. We did receive your package, I received the package. Neitha and I are not together at the moment, so I haven't opened it yet. I was saving it to open it with her, but we have received the package, and we would just like to say thank you. I'm going to have her open it with me.
Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it. I'm excited to see what's in the package. Hopefully it's not like, you know, elephant poop.
Oh, no, it's not. It's going to be very nice stuff. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
If you read the message they sent us, it says what's in it, but I want to keep it a secret for right now.
That's fine.
Until we unbox it.
Okay, so this half cast, we're going to be talking just about normal news. Let's go ahead and bring up, you know, it's going to be a little bit of movie news, but at the same time, it's kind of like really big and important, because there's two different subjects that we're going to talk about for this particular movie, which is Beauty and the Beast. So you can go ahead and talk about your topic first, Frosty.
Okay, so with Beauty and the Beast, it was announced that they are introducing Disney's first gay character, which is LeFou. Now, LeFou is Gaston's little buddy.
Sidekick,
buddy, looks like a pig, you know. Does not look like a pig in the live action. Just a little, you know, chubby dude, whatever. Cute in his own way. And I had actually speculated before this news came out that it would be nice if they made him gay, and that he was in love with Gaston.
Yeah, we just want to point out that you heard that on the Horror Club first.
Yeah. And then, you know, flash forward a couple of months, we get this announcement that, yes, this character is going to be a gay character who he's... The way they described it is they say that he is in love with Gaston at some moments, and then he wants to be Gaston in other moments. So I think mainly he's confused as to what he wants. But I also want to point out that this is not the first gay character in Disney. I mean, Timon and Pumbaa, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
those two were a gay couple, and not only that, they were a gay couple raising a child.
Right.
And I think Simba turned out great.
Yeah, right.
I think they were the best parents ever. Anyways, despite, or rather because, of this character being gay in Beauty and the Beast, a city in Alabama is deciding to ban the film. They're refusing to play it. And I'm just like, okay, did you not know that Luke Evans was playing Gaston?
Right.
And Luke Evans happens to be, you know, homosexual male. Hello. And you were okay with it until you found out that there's just a guy pretending to be gay. It's like, there was an actual gay man before and you were totally fine with it. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Alabama? This is 2017, okay? We have gay men and women all over the place. They're going to be raising your children when you're a shitty-ass parent.
Yeah.
There.
I just, it's like, come on, Alabama. Whatever city it is. Get the fuck over it. Really?
Get over it, Alabama.
There's not even a gay scene in the movie. Yet, the fact that they're implying that this character, you know, is possibly in love with Gaston, they're just freaking out about it. The movie hasn't even come out yet in theaters. So to make these assumptions...
Yet they're already like, fuck that!
Yeah.
We don't... No homo! No homo! No homo!
No homo! No homo! But if Luke Evans, you know, stars in another movie that doesn't have any homosexual innuendos in it, that's fine. Totally fine.
Yeah. Did they ban Lord of the Rings? Did they ban Dracula Untold?
Right. Mm-hmm. How about the Musketeers?
Did they ban Snowpiercer? Luke Evans wasn't in that, but there is a
game. There's a game. Yeah, exactly. It's so funny that we sat down together to watch that movie. We didn't finish it. And when we were sitting there watching that movie, I figured you would hate it because you were just asking all these questions about, this is just not realistic. I'm like, Frosty, just enjoy the movie. It's not supposed to be realistic. It's a fucking movie. And you're just sitting there, this train cannot go on this track for this so many years. And what'd you do? You went home and actually watched it. I'm actually shocked. I was surprised. I was really surprised that you actually went home and finished the movie.
I know, I'm terrible. And you know why I went home and finished the movie? It was because of the guy who plays Gray.
Yeah.
Just fascinated by him. it might have been that body, though. I don't know.
That body. Speaking about bodies and going back to, you know, Beauty and the Beast, I want to talk a little bit about how Emma Watson has been getting a lot of controversy over her Vanity Fair photo shoot. Apparently, you know, it's hard to describe this photo. I mean, I'm sure everybody's seen it by now, but she's on Vanity Fair and she's doing a lot of like really, you know, fashion, like high fashion photo shoots. And one of these photos, she's, you know, topless and she has this some sort of like crochet top or like almost a shawl going over her and covering her nipples and all that stuff. But it's showing, like, her cleavage, mm-hmm. you know, her middle area.
Mm-hmm.
And people are freaking out about how she can't say that she is a feminist. Like, they're like, you're showing your boobies. You can't be a feminist if you're showing your boobies.
You can still be a feminist and show your boobies.
Yes. And it's just funny because, like, she, you know, she's such a sweetheart. She's going up there and she's, like, saying, like, feminism is about wanting equality and equal opportunity and, you know, same rights. I just don't even get it. I mean, like, she didn't go on fucking Playboy and show her vagina. Like,
yeah, this wasn't something exploitative. This was art. This was something artistic.
Yeah, it was just stupid.
She is totally a feminist for doing that because a man can take off his shirt, since we're on the subject right now.
Right.
And nobody bats an eye. Well, I mean, unless you're me, then I'm like, drool a bit. But a woman does that, and immediately she's a fucking whore.
Yeah, right. It's ridiculous.
Well, a guy does it, and then you're just like, oh,
hello.
You know?
Hey there.
We have breasts. Our breasts are used to feed children and are also used in foreplay, I've heard.
No, you have not heard, Frosty.
Okay. Confession time. Frosty did let somebody suck on her nipple once.
Only once. Only once.
Only once. Only once. And I don't speak to him anymore.
Oh, giant. Oh, okay. Moving forward.
Moving forward.
Because we don't want to get too big into the titty second.
I don't know. There might be some guys out there who go, whoa, 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 whoa. By the way, that's as far as he got. Hymen still attacks.
Hymen is still very well intact. Although we are now in the market to get you a special toy. So we will see, depending on how brave you are.
Not very brave. Oh, it has beads.
we'll get you a nice, decent one. Don't worry. Anyway. On a serious note, another thing that I want to talk about, also involving the body, is I read this article. I don't know if you read it too, Frosty, but it's about a female bodybuilder from London named Diana Andrews. Have you heard this story?
No, I have not.
Okay, so on March 8th, this bodybuilder, Diana Andrews, posted a photo onto her Instagram story mocking a fellow gym goer for her love handles. So she stood behind this woman who was working out on a treadmill. And because she is curvy, she has, you know, a little muffin top going on. She decided to take a picture of her and caption it, love handles, and post it on her Instagram.
I'm appalled.
It's there.
That's fucking BS.
Yes, it's very...
You don't fat shame somebody who's trying to work out and trying to change the way she feels.
Right.
That's fucked up. I mean, you shouldn't fat shame anybody. Unless it's Donald Trump. That guy really needs to work out. Little hands. You know what they say about little hands, right?
Right. But it's just so terrible that she thought it was okay to post this picture for almost 17,000 followers to see.
I hope she's getting a lot of negative feedback from those.
Oh, yeah. What's funny is that the story had been updated because she had privatized her Instagram after she got, she got fucking hated on. I mean, like, this chick.
Well, yeah, of course.
First off, you know, it's really sad to see someone body shaming, and I don't want to say it, but you can tell by her face and what she's really done with it. She's not totally secure with herself either. Her doing this just kind of really shows you this woman really has some self-esteem issues still. Mm-hmm. Even though she has a body that she supposedly wants. Because she's done a lot to her face.
But, she's just a bully. She has to bully other people to make herself feel better.
Right.
And that's not the way to do it.
Now, it says that Andrews posted a second apology on Facebook on the 10th. She is repeating her claim that she never intended to body shame another woman at the gym. And she said that she only intended to make light of the fact that the woman was talking on her phone while on the treadmill. So she's fucking trying to take it back now, even though she captioned this, love handles.
Poor excuse, you're lying, bitch.
This is terrible. She's like saying the whole story. I'm going to do this in a terrible voice. Just the whole story was turned upside down.
Wait. Can you do it as Donald Trump?
Oh, God, I can't do the Donald. So
let me try.
Okay, I'll try to tell you the sentence, so you try it. The whole story was turned upside down by taking a screenshot and adding comments.
The whole story was turned upside down by taking a screenshot and adding some comments. I just wanted to comment on the fact that she was on her cell phone.
Wait, hold on. I would never do this. It's not who I am. People know that I'm not a bully.
I would never do this. People know who I am. I'm Donald Trump. I'm not a bully.
Gotta hold those three fingers out with that O, that O sign.
I have great respect for women. I would never fat shame them. By the way, I'm a gross fat pig. With a tiny
head. It's just ridiculous because, you know, even a couple weeks after that, there's another case of a celebrity fat shaming. This one is just like completely appalling, like even more appalling than the Diana Andrews story that we were just talking about. So This one is about the model, Dani Mathers, who posted a Snapchat in the gym she's taking a picture of a lady who is changing.
Oh, I've heard about this one, and I've actually seen that photo. Yeah, the woman was naked, and she was like, she was fat shaming her.
Yeah, she captioned it, "If I can't unsee this, then you can't either." And this is from a former Playboy playmate.
I hope this got her fired.
I'm hoping she's a former playmate. So I want her to go to jail. Like, this is not okay. You should go to jail. You don't need $1,000 fine. Because it says that she can face up to $1,000 fine or up to 6 months in jail. 6 months in jail.
She needs 6 months in jail.
She needs to serve that 6 months in jail because you never, ever, ever, ever
take a picture of a naked woman and then show it to people.
You shouldn't be taking pictures of anyone without their permission, first off. But the fact that you did it while she is the most vulnerable in the gym, because I'm sorry, but when I go to the gym, I'm already self-conscious. Like, I don't want people looking at me. I just want to go in there, work out, and get out. You know, mm-hmm. And the fact
that's me too when I go. Like, I'm always like, even when it's the girls' locker room, I'm always like hiding behind my clothes. Like, I'll only take like one article of clothing off at a time. Like, I'll remove my shirt and then I'll quick put another shirt on, but I'll leave my pants on, and then I like wrap my towel around my bottom before I, you know, take it off, because I'm just like, I don't want anybody to see me naked. I don't feel comfortable looking at myself naked, so neither should you.
But I'm just saying, it's just, you know, it's already known that almost 95% of women really fear disrobing in the locker room. I mean, even in high school, it was like that. So
yeah, she's given us more reason to fear.
Right. That was just ridiculous. I've always said it. Like, it's really sad to see that women are women's worst enemy.
We literally are.
And it's just sad. It is.
Like, not only do we have to deal with men, we have to deal with the fucking women, too.
Oh, it's just disgusting. I hate people like that. Hate them. Hate them.
Hate them, too.
Just hate them.
Those girls are probably the girls that I got into fights with in high school.
Right.
And I was probably kicking the ass of, because they're being fucking bitches.
On another, any other news that you want to, that you wanted to discuss?
How about the healthcare situation? Donald Trump's Trump care.
Trump care.
Yeah. They say it's not Trump care. So one of Trump's guys supposedly got on the air and was talking about healthcare now and stating that people should decide not to buy their expensive phone and instead spend it on healthcare. And then it's like, okay, healthcare can cost up to thousands of dollars over your whole entire lifetime. And a cell phone, you only pay like $600 once. It's like, that's not even a comparative.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, what the fuck are you thinking there? And then Sean Spicer, who is, you know, the spokesperson for Donald Trump right now, had stated that 28-year-olds don't need to be spending money on health insurance because they're healthy and they're, you know, like, they're fine, and they shouldn't be paying money for something if it's not happening yet. And it's like, okay, yeah, because I only buy flood insurance right after the flood is already at my ankles.
Right.
You know?
Wait, 28-year-olds are healthy? Where the fuck are we then?
I know, right? Excuse me, Mr. Sean Spicer,
I am suffering from OCD, anxiety, and depression. And poor Niza has autoimmune disease where she's sick all the time.
And I'm going to die.
You are the most unhealthy 28, 29-year-old you have ever met.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what, that you bring that up? I've seen memes of this, like comparing something big to something really small.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one I was laughing about the other day, but that was hilarious. Speaking of memes, before we wrap up our show, you know, I forgot to give someone a shout out. I forgot to give David from the Daily Cringe a shout out. Now, I've been trolling David with the Tarnation meme. And if you guys haven't been following us on Instagram or on Twitter, you don't know what's going on, but the Tarnation meme, of course, if you're from the 90s, you know it's Yosemite Sam from the Looney Tunes cartoon when he says, "What in tarnation?" Now, Yosemite Sam actually was banned from the Looney Tunes because he is a gun-wielding hunter. I'm not sure if this is where the meme came from or why, if this is why the meme came about. I know that someone had put a cowboy hat on a dog, and he did a squinty face, and that's where the "what in tarnation" meme came about. But I've just been trolling him with "what in tarnation" stuff. Just anything with the ending of T-I-O-N, I've just been throwing at him. I did a K-pop one. I said, "What in Girls' Generation?" And then David had commented, "This has gone too far. Too far, Niza. I know it's you. Stop." So I made another one saying, "What in accusations?" So, David, what in accusations?
David, I have something to tell you. I am in shocked nation. I have constipation. I'm feeling a sensation.
I'm feeling a sensation for our relations.
I'm feeling a sensation. I want some relations. Let's make an equation. Insemination.
You've come to the realization.
I've come to the realization. I may be pregnation. How will I raise a child with this education? Separation? Separation?
Emancipation?
Emancipation? Child deportation? Child supportation? Constipation? Compensation, reconciliation, feeling sensation, up your butthole nation.
What a goddamn nation. Love you, David. Because you know.
Love you long time, David.
Yeah, because you know, what in cringe nation. Love you, Daily Cringe. Pour one out. All right, so at this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to the Heart Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Amino, anything and everything under the sun. Like, comment, and share, because we just love. And if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.
Oh, P.S. Make sure you check out our next episodes, because we'll be talking more about K-pop and movie news, TV news, all that good stuff. Check you guys later.
Bye.